you remember the hero of the Ruby Tower disaster in the 1960s? Do you remember the famous anchorman of Rajya Patrol before martial law in the 1970s? Do you remember the toning master and his pyramids in the 1980s before our peaceful revolution? Do you remember the pioneer of natural healing and physical immortality in the 90s? Do you remember the ageless broadcaster of all seasons, Dr. Johnny Midnight? Well, Dr. Johnny Midnight is still on the air and at your service over station DZRJ 810 AM nightly.
Meron pong binabayani doon po sa abroad na nagsabi na we must constantly hold dikes of courage in order to hold back the flood of fear. Ang kanyang pinayo sa kanyang mga kababayan ay kailangan daw gumawa ng mga dike upang mapigilan po ang agos ng takot na namumuo sa kalobloban po ng isang tao. Bakit? That's not a very good idea. What is courage? The definition of courage, my friends, is the ability to conquer fear or despair. In the past, we may have been called courageous. Why? Because we stayed in situations or circumstances that were very difficult. And we may have felt that walking away from our families, from our friends, was something very cowardly. That by walking away, we displayed weakness. And we may have felt that by holding back our tears, we were stronger people. Hindi ba hanggang ngayon, may paniniwala po na yung mga kababaihan po ay pwede pong lumuha, pero yung mga lalaki, hindi bagay. Hindi bagay na ipakita ang kalooban. Kabaklaan daw yan pag ikaw ay umiyak. Ganun pa man, mga kaibigan, all the things we may have viewed as weakness, maybe were really signs of courage. All the things we believed to be act of courage were really not courageous at all. If we walked away from difficult situations, we would have been conquering despair, hindi ba? If we cried, kung tayo po'y lumuha, we would have been courageous by letting go of our fear, our pain and sadness. Courage does not mean putting ourselves in stressful or unpleasant situations. Courage does not mean controlling our emotions. No way. Courage is the ability to strengthen ourselves against the fear and despair of life rather than by being drowned by it. Maybe now you have a better understanding kung ano bang ibig sabihin ng tunay na tapang. Ang haba! Ang haba ng baba! Sayad hanggang lupa! Bakit ganun? Nakasimangot ka, kapatid!
Marami akong problema, Dr. Johnny Midnight! Napakabigat na!
Oh, relax lang! Kung hindi mo na kaya yung mga problemang yan, isulat mo sa isang malinis na pirasong papel, lahat na ibuhos mo na, kasama po ang sama ng loob, hinanakit, galit, puot, inis, at yung mga kinakatakutan mo. Ibuhos mo na lahat at ipadala mo sa akin. Ilalagay ko yan sa Pyramid Catharsis Vault. Doon na po mananatili yon. At aabangan mo na lamang ang luna sa manggagaling directly from God to you. Si Dr. John Midnight, tagasalo ng mga problema. Kaligayahan ko ang tumulong po sa lahat ng mga nakikinig na nakukuba na po. Kaya para lumuwag naman ang buhay niyo at kayo po ay makahinga ng baluwalhati, di ipasa po niyo sa akin ang problema sa pamamagitan ng sulat. Ilalagay ko po sa Pyramid Catharsis Vault. Doon na po maiiwan yun. Ngunit yun po ay may katumbas na biyaya. Yun ang inyong aabangan. At pag kayo po ay natutukso na maalala na naman yung problema at gusto niyong pakilaman, pigilan po ninyo ang inyong mga sarili. Maghugas ng kamay, maghugas ng paa, maghugas ng muka, umihi, dumumi, maligo na nga. Okay, bilang palatandaan na kayo po ay nangangako na hindi na kayo makikialam. Dahil pag pinakialaman po ninyo, hindi ko kayo matutulungan. So, give me your problems and I will do my best to help you solve those problems. Manggagaling po ang lunas directly from God to you.
It's hard to believe, but it's true.